Elisa, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here today.
We're such specialists these days, but you seem to be a Renaissance-type person. You turn your hand to various fields that aren't necessarily related to one another. I want to talk with you about the art shows you curate for the Greenwich Jazz Club. But first, I want to note that you're a lawyer, as well as an art exhibition curator, and that you write both poetry and plays. Do you ever have trouble balancing all these things?
Well, who doesn't? Of course I have trouble balancing everything. Law is my profession. I've been a writer since I was, as they say, knee-high to a grasshopper. And just recently it has been poetry more than anything else. My plays, mostly written when I was in college, or maybe a little before then, maybe a little after. And I even actually produced one on the greens of Chautauqua, New York, if you know where that is.
Well, you're curating a series of art exhibitions called Upstairs at the Greenwich. And I want to hear about the current show, but first tell us about the Greenwich itself and the specific space that's given over to art exhibitions.
Well, the Greenwich is a local jazz club, and it is almost a historical site. They show jazz, they show funk, they've got a big funk show coming up, and they've done all kinds of productions. When I was there for the World Jazz Day the other day, they had someone coming around passing out cards that there's going to be a play production there. I thought that was really fantastic, all the creativity, the energy that goes through that place. Upstairs at the Greenwich is the art gallery. Upstairs at the Greenwich came from what was once an abandoned apartment. Mark Yates, who currently I work with at the Greenwich, putting these shows up, putting things together, he and Terrence Corbin, they had a vision to reach the community with the arts in a different way. And they've shown people and continue to show people who are not only emerging artists, but well-established artists. I think at my last show, I had several artists who were internationally shown, and one who was even vetted by the Met at one time.
The show up now is called Superheroes and the Underworld. What's going on there, and who are some of the artists?
Well, Superheroes and the Underworld just came to me one day. It is that iconic battle between good and evil. You come to the show, you are going to see the underworld. If you could see the card that I'm holding with the image, the underworld truly is that half-buried skeleton in the sand that you find walking along the beach. And yet we have our superheroes, and those are the people who fight for us, who champion against those situations or those people, or whatever you want to call it, who really are the underworld in our lives and who are our tormentors. So you're going to see a dichotomy, and it's an exhibition that looks at that. The really interesting thing is I've got artists who are illustrators, so you might see some of that cartoon-type illustration, and yet I've got artists who are abstract or contemporary in the type of art that they produce. And I think that given the nature of the show and the theme of the show, that those two are really going to play against each other, where you've got that amorphous fear-like of the underworld, possibly that amorphous superhero type, and then you've got the battle in between. One interesting new part of the show is going to be in the back room, which I'm going to call the middle room, because the middle room is going to be not about what's above and below. It's going to be what's here right now. And I'm really looking forward to this installation, which is going to be a combination of video, sound, spoken word, and visual arts. It's really exciting. It's going to be from two very new emerging artists who are really fantastic.
My understanding is that in the middle gallery, you've got some special stuff going on with the artist and poet Brian Greer.
Yes, Brian Greer is an emerging artist. He's a poet. He produces his spoken word, and it's really quite moving. It's fairly urban in context, and I think that's where we get into that middle part as opposed to the above and the below or that battle. So you've got that middle part happening in conjunction with Sean Shively, who's also an emerging artist who does some really spectacular visual art, collages, paintings, is going to work with him on the video and the sound production too.
Well, the show is open now, but there are a couple of special receptions before it closes. One includes a talk on Friday, June 17th, and the other is the closing reception on June 26th. Are these events open to the public? Is there a charge? And what time do they take place?
June 17th is a special reception for folks who just couldn't make it to the opening. It's going to be from 6:30 to 9. There's always performances afterwards in the Greenwich itself. June 26th is very special. The closing and the openings are always very special times. You get to come and you meet some of the artists. This one in particular is lined up with performance by William Menefield, who's there every third Friday at the Greenwich. And that's just a fantastic combination of the two, the art, the music, the jazz, the improv, and what we have is fixed media upstairs. And it's really exciting to come and see them all. Now, I will say that the talk I expect to be very interesting. You may even hear from Brian Greer himself with his spoken word. You may hear from some other artists with their spoken word as well.
So these events are open to the public?
They are open to the public, and there is no charge for the art events.
So what's coming up after Superheroes at the Greenwich?
Our next show is going to be in late August, and that will be a show called Smaller is Bigger. And it will be an examination of almost like mountains out of molehills. But it's molehills out of mountains, because you'll see all the delicate work. There'll be some large pieces, don't get me wrong, but it's going to be delicate versus the very large, and examining that dichotomy.
So do you have some grand dreams for the space at the Greenwich?
Right now, the goal for the Greenwich is to open it up to all aspects of the community of Cincinnati. And we may even in the future plan some events to bring in people to have educational programs. Right now, just getting the space going, getting it oriented, getting people used to coming back, seeing some really fantastic art, and opening that part of it up to the community.
You might tell us a little bit about the Greenwich, where it is and what it is.
The Greenwich is located near the corner of McMillan and Gilbert. The address is 2442 Gilbert Avenue in Cincinnati. And you look at it and you're not going to be quite sure what it is on the outside. It's got an awning over the entrance. It's got a typical big heavy wooden door with a big lock on it, because that's what you have when you have a bar. You lock up it during the day and you open up during the night. But once you walk in, it's almost like a magical transformation. And as you know, Greenwich is, it's also a bar. And then there's a performance area. And then upstairs, you walk in and it's a whole nother surprise. And that's the gallery. Big open space, which you might not expect walking into what used to be an abandoned apartment. You have a big open space with two smaller galleries in the back. Inside, you walk in the bar and it's almost like that warm feeling you get when you walk into a home. The ceilings are decorated with upholstery and some fabric hanging down, which makes it very warm when you come in and very inviting. I've never walked in there where I wasn't welcomed wholeheartedly by not only the staff and the owners, but the people who are there.
I think we might also say that this is the Beeble's Corner area, because some people know that intersection more as Beeble's Corner than as McMillan and Gilbert.
I know, and I understand there's some really great things happening at Peoples Corner. There's development happening, renovation, there's new restaurants going in. We're really looking forward to having a growth and an explosion of entertainment and jazz and art and everything coming together with all parts of that part of the community and drawing other parts of the city in too.
Well, it's been a pleasure to talk with you, Elisa.
Well, thank you. You as well.
We've been talking with Elisa Sammarco-Magenheim, curator for the lively art shows that take place upstairs at the Greenwich, the Beeble's Corner Jazz Club. You'll find a link at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Jane Durrell.